ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Five and Dime. So, been hearing a lot lately about legacy and people talking about building their legacy, and that's what they're doing in their business. And quite frankly, most of the people that I see using this term aren't building a legacy. They're building a business, which is fine. I mean, a lot of us are listening, and I'm certainly in this boat. I'm building a business. I want to make money. I want to leave money and a home and, you know, all that good stuff to my kids when I pass away. But that's not legacy. That's mechanics. That's easy. Anybody can do that. When somebody talks about building legacy and you go and you look at their stuff and you realize that what they're really talking about is building a lifestyle for themselves. And that's fine. That's fine. Again, you know, no offense to anyone that's what they're doing. And you don't have to have kids to build a legacy or anything like that. But the majority of people that I see talking about building legacy, when they go, they'll be forgotten. You know, sure, they might be remembered by their kids or their family or whatever, but they're not really building legacy. Legacy is something that's going to change the world, and not talking in the little butterfly effect kind of bullshit, changing the world that so many of us seem to be involved in. Talking more about what actually is going to change the world. That's legacy. For me, I am building legacy. I'm building it through my children. And that, you know, might sound like a heavy mantle to put on them, but that's okay. That's what they're here for. They are here to change the world, just as all the rest of us are. And I'm pumping a lot into that legacy. Some days I pump more into my business because, let's be real, we all need to eat. We all want money, and I sure as fuck like going on vacation, you know, having my good coffee and all the stuff that making money and building a business brings to you. But where my legacy lies is not going to be a bunch of clever little ads or a Twitter account with a bunch of followers or some cockamamie little book that was irrelevant by the time that I published it. No, my legacy will be something more. I will leave behind stacks and stacks of art. I will leave behind stacks and stacks of notebooks and sketchbooks and ideas and songs and poems and writings and missives and all that stuff that have fuck all to do with business. Because my business is not going to be my legacy. And frankly, if my business were my legacy, that would be a pretty fucking sad legacy. You know, how much of the world am I going to change through a branding business? How much of the world am I going to change through a bunch of great logos? You know, sure, those are nice. And sure, those can move the needle tiny little bits. But in the grand scheme, when I'm gone, those are gone. The memory's gone. Nobody really gives a shit. That's not my legacy. My legacy is going to be 5 kids, a life well lived, people that love me, respect me, and who will remember me, and a bunch of shit that will live on after I'm gone. Not my Twitter account, not my Instagram account, not even this fucking podcast. Sure, it'll still be around because, I mean, the internet doesn't forget things, but that's not legacy. When my kids look back, when the world looks back, when my friends look back, when my family looks back on my life, what they'll be left with is good memories of good times with good people. And that's enough. I don't need to leave behind a multi-million dollar branding business. Sure, that's not a bad thing to leave behind, and I'm working on that. And you know, at some point, maybe one of my kids will take the reins and run with what I've built. But that's not the legacy. That's business. That's money. That's work. That's toil. That's you know, stuff that I do, and I enjoy doing it, and I, you know, fucking love what I do. But my legacy is not going to be that. My legacy is not going to be business. My legacy is going to be something more. It's going to be something real. And frankly, talking to a bunch of stupid people on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube about my legacy does nothing to build my legacy. My legacy is built in quiet. My legacy is built largely in private. And I'm pretty fucking proud of that. I am proud of what I will leave behind. I'm proud enough that I don't have to fucking talk about it. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Uncle Jimbo's 5 and 9. To learn more, to click links and buttons and maybe even send me some money, visit unclejimbo.me. It's got all kinds of things you can do. I know that as a podcaster and as a professional and as a marketer, I'm supposed to ask you to do certain things at the end of podcasts, you know, the call to action sort of things. You're adults. You'll figure it out. I trust you. I love you. I thank you. And until next time, have a next time, and I'll see you next time. Why did I have to be?